Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Hashtag Be Inspired by Shehills. How are you doing today? I hope you've remembered to give gratitude to God for waking you up this morning. Priceless. Well, today we're going to be talking about a simple thing. And the question I wanted to ask you is, what do you want to be in 10 years from now? Where do you see yourself? Do you have any goals? What do you want to achieve? What are your dreams? What do you think about every day? Now, a lot of you have dreams of, I want to be this, I want to be that, I want to be this. But the question is, how are you going to achieve that? Do you have a plan? You know, someone once said, if you want to achieve your goals, you got to think about, where do I want to be 10 years, 20 years from now? And then begin to walk back and ask yourself, how do I achieve this? How am I going to get to this position? So, for example, if you want to build a house, you're not going to say, oh, house, come here. When you say, I want to build a house, I want to buy a house, you're going to think, okay, where am I going to get the money from? The initial deposit, do I have it? Do I have a job? Am I going to be able to sustain the payments and all that? Achieving your goals is a similar way. For example, are you interested in achieving that goals or are you committed? Now, interested means if you're just interested, you will say, oh, I want to be a millionaire by the time I'm 50. I want to retire by 40. Oh, and then when you don't achieve it, what you would now do is begin to make excuses of why you can't. Oh, I didn't grow up in a house that has money. That's why I can't do it. Oh, I have no time. Oh, I don't have the right education. Oh, I'm tired. Oh, it's too difficult. You make so many excuses and give yourself a reason why you can't achieve that. But if you're committed, you would get rid of all the excuses. You would do anything to achieve it. If you have to go to school, if you have to learn a trade, if you have to study more, if you have to be committed. Committed will come with their challenges. It always does. But the question is, you would never give up. You would keep going despite the knockbacks. You would study, you would inquire, you would go online, you would do whatever you have to do, legally of course, to achieve your goals. Now, when we say goals, goals are things that you do to achieve a certain outcome. Goals have to be smart. What do I mean by that? They have to be specific. So if you're saying by 40, I want to retire and have a million in my account and have this and that, then you have to have a plan of how you're going to get there. The specificity of your goals will ensure that you have a plan and you know what you're planning about. Now, it has to be measurable. How long do I want to do this? Is it 5 years from now? I want to have this 10 years from now. So you have a yearly goal. You can even have a monthly or a daily goal. It's up to you. But the point is, they also have to be achievable. That's the A in SMART. Can you achieve this? There's no point saying I want to be a billionaire by 50 and you're 49 or you're 30 and you're not doing anything to achieve it. What exactly are you going to do to become a billionaire? Is it that easy to become one? What are you into? What business? You have to understand that. Now they have to be realistic. So realistic and achievable come hand in hand. Is it achievable? Can you do it? Even if you think you can't, but there are things that you can do, you'd work on it. But is it realistic? That's another question. I mean, it's okay to say I want to be a billionaire and own an oil company and you're not in that line of business and you don't know how to do it. So is it realistic or not? And they have to be time bound. That means you have to put a time on it. So we're talking about SMART here. We're saying it has to be specific, measurable, achievable, realistic and timely. There has to be a timeline. And that's why we say, where do I see myself 5 years from now? How do I get there? What do I need to do? Do I need more education? Do I need more understanding? Do I need more money? Do I need partners? All those things factor into this. We're going to do another session where we're going to break it down properly. But I just wanted to say that, remember, if you want to achieve your goals, you have to decide, am I just interested in achieving them or am I committed to achieving them? Interested means you don't put too much into it. Every time you have an excuse why you're not reaching it, why you're not achieving that goal, when the milestone comes without going like, well, I didn't have time, I didn't have money, I didn't have the right connections. But when you're committed, regardless of the obstacles, you would find a way, because nothing is impossible. You can achieve anything you put your mind to. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this session. Don't forget, continue to be a blessing and make a difference. This is Shehill checking out. Take care now. Bye.